The statue of Dzerzhinsky had been torn down, but the totalitarian repression it represented had not. It had been born again, in the person of Vladimir Putin. Jump forward to the beginning of 2015, and Putin is still in the Kremlin. Russian forces have attacked Ukraine and annexed Crimea, 6 years after invading another neighbor, the Republic of Georgia. Just days after hosting the Winter Olympics in Sochi in February 2014, Putin fomented a war in eastern Ukraine and became the first person to annex sovereign foreign territory by force since Saddam Hussein in Kuwait. The same world leaders who were taking smiling photos with Putin a year ago are now bringing sanctions against Russia and members of its ruling elite. Russia threatens to turn off the pipelines that supply Europe with a third of its oil and gas. A metaphorical mafia state with Putin as the capo di tutti capi, boss of all bosses, has moved from being an ideologically agnostic kleptocracy to using blatantly fascist propaganda and tactics. The long-banished specter of nuclear annihilation has returned. There are two stories behind the current crisis. The first is how Russia moved so quickly from celebrating the end of communism to electing a KGB officer